Hey freelancers, anybody building a business of their own? So how are you doing today? Today is a question that I get asked in roundabout ways a lot of times. And I was actually talking with one of my coaching clients and he asked, "How do I start building an email list?" Some of the other questions that I get are very similar. It's like, "Why do I need an email list? I'm full of work. What's the point of it?" Do I need to build landing pages? Do I need this stuff to gather up emails when most of my work is coming referral based? So my answer to it is yes, you need it. You need to start building it today. And I'm going to give you the 5 steps to getting a high quality list up and running off the ground. One of the mistakes that I didn't do, early in my freelance career was build an email list. And not having an email list, or rather not spending any sort of amount of effort into building one with high quality emails, put me in a bad spot because I didn't have anyone to reach out to for referrals or outreach, asking for overflow work, even announcing new services and solutions that I was putting into my own business. And most importantly, not having that list made me not have a stable and steady pipeline of leads. So in turn, I don't want you to make the same mistakes I did. So I'm going to tell you how I was able to get over 160 high quality email addresses within 2.5 hours of work. Now, not every single person on this list will be who you want to sell to. Some of these people will be on your list, but you'll just want to network with them, right? And they will also just want to hear about what your services are and never really buy from you. And that's fine. That's definitely okay. It's getting the word out about who you are and what you do is really the point of this. So if you've been in freelancing for some time and still don't have an email list growing outside of your client list, then you'll want to set aside maybe a morning or an afternoon and do this so that you can start getting the word out about you and your services. Trust me, you may think that folks know what you do, even folks that you talk on a regular basis with. Well, I'm telling you that they don't. So the first step is choose a platform. This could be text messaging, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, wherever you are comfortable and wherever you socialize with the folks around you. Second step, look at folks who are colleagues of yours, maybe former coworkers. They could be mentors and even influencers that you have spoken with already, and start a conversation with them. Ask them about the weekend. What are they doing this coming weekend? If you can tailor the conversation by something that you may have previously spoken with them about, that's even better. Bottom line is getting a business owner to talk about their business is really pretty easy and you can do it effectively fast. The third step is spend 5 or 10 minutes in the conversation and getting deeper into it. During this conversation, there's going to be a natural spot for you to share what you're up to. It could be just them asking, "Hey, what have you been up to?" So number four is this is where you share with them what you're working on. It's your email list. That's what you tell them. Now, if the person hasn't said anything that is somewhat related to your email content or what you're building your list for, then just tell them that you're working on it and that's it. But if they've really hit on exactly why you're building your list, whether it's providing a service or talking about a specific kind of topic, simply ask, "Want in?" And number five is as soon as they say yes, and they will say yes to want in, you just simply ask them what their best email address is. And that's it, right? There's some psychology play in the want in part and best email address. You're kind of giving them this exclusivity level in those words, but it really only took me 2.5 hours when I did this. I was able to get 160 folks on my email list in just that two and a half hours. And in turn from those 160, I was able to land three clients who turned into recurring projects within 3 months of doing this. Not bad for 2.5 hours, right? And I know you're saying, hey, that's because you have an audience, Jay. But honestly, it's not that hard. You can spend some time, 2-3 hours doing this, get the same results that I did. Once you have the list, then just send an email to it weekly, if you can. Or at the very least, maybe every 2 weeks, and just stay top of mind with your new subscribers. Don't think too hard on the content or anything like that, or the technical aspects and all that stuff. Just let them know what is going on in your world. Keep it simple. And look, if you want me to be on your email list, hit me up on Twitter at Rez and let's have a chat about it. Take these 5 steps, pick a morning or afternoon and run with it. You'll have the beginnings of a high quality email list that you can continue to email and market your services to. So until next time, it's your time to live in the feast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.